Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply. With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question, just email us at contact@100mba.net, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter. My handle is at BizRepublic, B-I-Z Republic. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. We got a whole bunch of free goodies over on our website at 100mba.net. We have a complete free video course on idea validation. We got a whole bunch of free guides and downloadables. Go ahead and check them out. Today's question is from Ritesh, and Ritesh asks, how do you come up with new content daily for your podcast? What strategies do you use to generate new ideas? A very interesting question, very insightful. And hopefully my answer to this question today will help all our listeners, especially if they're running a blog, if they're doing a daily show, a podcast, if you're doing a regular video show, whatever it is, you got to think of regular content to create. So I'm going to share with you what we do at the $100 MBA Show, as well as our blogs. We have a weekly blog at the $100 MBA, as well as Webinar Ninja. We also have another podcast called Webinar Ninja, and we have ideas that need to be generated for those episodes. So let me get into the answer of today's question. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Webinar Ninja Live, the first national webinar conference in sunny San Diego, California, on September 26th. Meet and learn from the masters of webinars like New York Times bestseller Michael Port, Amy Mead, John Lee Dumas, Kate Erickson, Clay A. Baer, Mario Brown, Matthew Kimberly, Jason Zook, and a whole lot more. Learn everything from marketing your webinar to selling on one. These experts are going to share their secrets on how webinars have greatly impacted sales in their business. And it's all happening in the beautiful MOPA Theater here in sunny San Diego. Get your early bird ticket now for only $95 at webinarninja.co/live. That's webinarninja.co/live. So Ritesh asks, how do you come up with new content daily for your podcast? What strategies do you use to generate new ideas? Let me start by saying that with the $100 MBA Show in particular, we plan out each episode or each lesson well in advance. This is because we have built these lessons to build upon each other. We've seen it as one big curriculum that we keep growing and growing. So if you notice in the first 50 to 100 episodes, these lessons are really focusing on those who are just getting started and starting a business. I mean, episode one is called What is a Business Anyway? We go into discovering your audience, building your audience, solving a pain, and answering questions like, should I get funding before I start? As each episode rolls on, we get into more and more advanced topics. So in teaching, this is called scaffolding. Just like you're building a building, you're making sure the foundation is strong, and then you're building upon it, building upon it, building upon it. So in that regard, we do plan ahead, and we have a holistic view of what we're trying to accomplish, help our listeners be successful at business. So when you have that kind of structure, it's a lot easier to come up with the topics and lessons for each episode, because it's sort of like, what do they need to know next? What do they need to know next? What about this topic? And what we do is that we have a shared spreadsheet, myself, Nicole, and the other teammates here at the $100 MBA. We share this Google Doc and we put in our ideas. We put in what we think is a good lesson, and then we slot it in the right slot. We also get questions from our listeners like a Q&A weekend like this. And we also get people that are guest teachers, and they give guest lessons. And we take a look at their strengths. We take a look at what lesson they can offer and see how we can fit it into the curriculum and slot them in the right place at the right time. But often we get ideas through our own experiences as we grow as entrepreneurs, as we go through our own challenges. I make sure I jot down some of the ideas that I get from those experiences and see how they would fit in our curriculum. I think the very simple answer to your question is to be mindful that ideas will come at any time, and you need to jot them down in a spreadsheet, in a Google Doc, in a journal, and you need to make sure you know when you're going to implement on that idea, when you're actually going to deliver on that topic. For example, over the past year and a half, Nicole and I have started a software business with Webinar Ninja, and we're learning a lot of new skills, a lot of new experiences are happening. And a lot of times we'd say, hey, this is a great opportunity for us to teach this topic, teach how we got through this situation. So as we grow as entrepreneurs, the more ideas we get, and we make sure we plug it into our sheet. It's also very important, if you want to get great ideas that serve your audience, is to keep an ear to the ground. Take a look at some of the comments that you get on your blog. If you have a community forum or a Facebook group, see what people are talking about or asking about. That's a great way to generate a new blog post. When you do write a blog post, see how it resonates with your audience. If you feel like a lot of people have viewed that page, look at your Google Analytics. If you see that there are comments on that page, if you have comments on your blog, then see if you can go into more depth on that topic in a new post or show a different perspective. So for example, if you have a fitness blog and you talked about an effective way to trim your waistline with some sit-up exercises, and you saw that a lot of people enjoyed that post, you may want to build upon it and show some other new exercises that you've tried and that worked, and ones that don't, and which ones are dangerous for you. You may want to create a PDF guide on a great routine when it comes to these sit-ups and give it away as a free gift or as an opt-in. So build upon on the things that already work. I often find that if you read regularly, if you read books on a regular basis, you're often getting ideas because you read the book, you see how this can apply to your life, your business, and you think to yourself, yeah, I can do this differently, I can do that differently, or I can take this concept and use it in my business, or I can take this life concept, maybe it could be like a self-help book, and apply it to my business. And you may want to just share that discovery with your audience in a blog post or a video. Even sometimes conversations that you have with friends, other entrepreneurs. If you feel like this conversation is kind of heated and a lot of people are, you know, getting passionate about this topic, make a note of it on your phone or something. It may be a blog post that you can write about. It may be an episode on your podcast that you could talk about. This could be something simple as, can anybody be an entrepreneur? Or do you think getting funding is a good idea? Just be aware of what's going on around you and make sure you document when you have a great idea as quickly as possible. I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, FreshBooks. Building a business can be a real rush. After all the hustling, the long days, the marketing challenges, there's nothing quite like seeing your efforts pay off. It's such an awesome feeling. What doesn't feel so awesome is waiting forever to get paid for all your hard work. This is where FreshBooks can really help. FreshBooks is a super simple invoicing solution made for business owners who rather be spending time growing their business than formatting invoices. With FreshBooks, small business owners end up getting paid an average of 5 days faster and spend less time on paperwork. Getting started on FreshBooks is intuitive. You'll be creating and sending invoices in minutes, watching expenses practically organize themselves, and probably wondering why you didn't start sooner. And if you ever have questions, help is free forever. And you can always count on FreshBooks' award-winning support rockstars to go above and beyond whenever you need a hand. Try FreshBooks for free for 30 days, and you'll find out why 97% of customers highly recommend FreshBooks. Just go to FreshBooks.com/MBA and enter the $100 MBA show in the How Did You Hear About Us section when signing up. FreshBooks is an easy-to-use invoicing solution designed for small business owners. Easily send invoices, track time, and capture expenses with paid packages starting at only $9.95 a month. Start your free 30-day trial today. Go to FreshBooks.com/MBA. Ritesh, I hope that answers your question. I hope that helped people today. But in general, most of the ideas of the topics we come up with come from the experiences that we've had over the years. I've been an entrepreneur for over a decade now, and I've learned a lot of things the hard way, unfortunately. And when I'm building the curriculum, when I'm building the lessons for the show, I'm often referring to some of the experiences I've had. And know that these are some challenges that you, as a listener, may be facing or might face in the future. And I also share some recent experiences as well as I grow as an entrepreneur. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. If you enjoyed it, if you thought that it was useful, if you enjoyed any of our episodes, we'd love to hear from you with an iTunes rating and review. If you're on your iPhone, you can simply click on the cover art. You'll see a link that says, give us a rating and review. If you're on any browser, you can just go to 100mba.net/show for all the instructions. Here's a review from E. Lee. Phenomenal wealth of information in bite-sized chunks. 5 stars. Thanks for the show, Omar. This is great for any small business, especially the budding hobbyist business owner that's wanting to turn it around into a real online business with little time to invest. Thank you so much for that great review, E. Lee. And remember, guys, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating review enters our weekly random draw to win a free ride, a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. With over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks for each course, a community forum, and a whole lot more. Just our way to say thank you for showing your support. Guys, we have a lot of great episodes coming up. Tomorrow, we got a must-read episode, one of my favorite books, The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. We also got a great episode on, are lifestyle businesses real? You see these all over the place now on Facebook. These people that travel the world and call themselves lifestyle entrepreneurs. Is this a real thing? Can it be done? We're going to talk about it in an episode this week, as well as talking about your financial goals. Are they important? We also get into, is showing off good marketing? Until then, guys, I want to leave you with this. I say this often, but ideas are dime a dozen. Ideas are really not worth much. What really counts is your implementation. When you do have an idea for a blog post, for a video, for a podcast episode, it's how you decide to implement that idea, how you deliver upon it. How do you teach whatever you're teaching? How do you share what you're sharing? That delivery is what makes the idea worth something. Just keep that in mind. Jot down all the ideas you get. But remember, if you don't implement on those ideas, they're just words in your journal or your spreadsheet or whatever you use. All right, guys, I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Until then, take care. You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.